Good morning, my dear. Who's first on the list, then?
There's a Mr. Spigot to see you.
All right, my dear. Show him in, will you? Show him in. And did you get that 10% from Ada Bloomer? Get that money, you know. We're not getting her work for nothing. Ah, Mr. Spigot, I believe.
Spigot's the name.
Ah, yes. Now, you are auditioning for the role of Tarzan.
Yes.
Oh, well, I couldn't help noticing almost immediately, Mrs. Spigot, that you are the one-legged man.
Oh, you noticed?
Oh, yes, when you've been in the trade as long as I have, you do notice these things almost instinctively.
I see.
But you are auditioning for the role of Tarzan.
That is so.
A role which traditionally involves the use of a two-legged actor.
Definitely.
But you, a one-legged man, a unidexter, are applying for the role.
Yes.
A role for which two legs would seem to be the minimum requirement.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Spigot, need I point out to you where your deficiency lies with regard to your landing this vital role?
Well, I think you ought to.
Need I say, with overmuch emphasis, that it's in the leg division you are deficient.
Yes.
It's in the leg division, Mr. Spigot, you're deficient.
Oh, I see, the leg division.
Yes, your right leg I like. It's an ideal leg for the role. Well, I've nothing against your right leg. The trouble is, neither of you. No, it's your left leg you fall down on.
Oh, you mean it's inadequate?
It is, Mr. Spigot. The public's not yet ready for the sight of a one-legged Tarzan swinging through the undergrowth. We don't go in for that kind of sick humour here.
I see.
But don't despair, Mr. Spigot. After all, you score over a man with no legs. You've a definite advantage over a man with no legs at all. In fact, if a legless man was to come in here, I'd have no hesitation in saying to him, get out, run away.
So there's still a chance?
There is a very, very good chance.
I've always fancied the role.
Oh, yes, if we don't get any two-legged actors in here in the next 2 weeks, you're exactly the sort of chap we should be trying to contact.
I see.
So my advice to you, Mr. Spigot, is go home. Hop on a bus. That's right. Thank you very much for coming, Mr. Spigot. Bye-bye.
There's a Mr. Stanger to see you now.
Mr. Stanger? Oh, yes, my dear. Show him in. Show him in. Ah, Mr. Stanger, I believe.
That's right.
Now, you are auditioning for the role of Long John Silver.